You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, an old gym bag and a trash sack. Let's get packed.
Okay, time to pack up. And always, matching luggage set.
Okay, so 6 nights, I'll need 1, 2, 3 pairs of underwear. I'm wearing a pair. And I only need one bathing suit, because it kind of like washes itself every time you use it. So. And I don't mind putting it on like cold and damp the next day. Vacation or chafecation? I did bring gold bond,
though. Okay, so 6 days on the beach. I'm going to need 18 bikinis. Babe, I'm going to run to Target.
I got socks, underwear, any toiletries. Bathroom's way over there. The hotel will have all that. We're good.
Make sure I have all my toiletries, you know, toothpaste, mouthwash, eye cream, moisturizer, makeup, contour, elbow cream, foot cream, knee cream, cocoa butter, shea butter, body butter, grass-fed butter.
Yeah, I don't need much, but my golf clubs, that's, I know they have those there, but they're not like mine.
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot my hairdryer. I mean, I know the hotel has one, but it's not like mine.
Honestly, I'm just gonna finish this the morning of. You know, and if I forget anything, like, she'll have it.
I have a lot more work to do. This is gonna take me hours. So I'm gonna wait till the last minute.
Babe, our flight leaves in 45 minutes.
An hour 45. You're welcome. So now we can just relax and—
You liar. Well, I'm gonna go pack more then.
No, that's not the point of this. Well, if you're gonna pack more, pack the Imodium or another pair of underwear for me. I'm gonna need one or the other.
Got a very special guest on the podcast. Welcome back, Rectees. We don't usually have guests, but...
No, we don't. You know, sometimes it can kind of interrupt the flow. We got a good thing going. But today we're like, let's get a guest on the podcast. We're excited for you guys to meet him.
Yes, kind of an up-and-coming talent, we think. So, say hey, man. What's going on? Thanks for being in the studio.
Say hi.
Oh, don't drop him.
Hi.
They said if you drop him a third time, it's really bad. Katie's back. What's up, Katie?
Hi.
Katie's back with a new corner, new sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty fun.
And the special guest.
You guys really livened it up. Oh, and we have this little rabbit here if he wants to play with his stuffed animal. That's fun.
It's been, how long has it been since you've been on?
I think 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not very dedicated. But.
Oh, well, he agrees. He agrees. And I also think that that's not a very good maternity leave.
Wow. Okay.
Only 5 weeks.
Oh, the baby's upset.
It's already falling apart.
Equal rights for my mom. Let's
yeah.
go.
It's gonna be a fun one. He was not happy about that.
Wow. Very progressive. Good job, buddy.
Good job, bud.
Good job. 3 months paternity leave.
Maternity. There you go. Color.
Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Great start.
I think he just scratched his eye. That was why he screamed.
And now he's quiet. I think he just had something to say about the maternity.
He
I
did.
Think he really did.
He
wow.
was like, why am I here?
And now he's
what
done.
What is this weird room? We're back. Good to have Katie back. Thank you all the nice fans. Everyone had so many nice things to say.
Yes, everyone was very nice.
We're back. We're killing it.
We'll see how long he lasts. Our special guest has a short appearance today, I think.
But maybe.
Kind of scared me when he said, we'll see how long he lasts.
We're hoping 80 plus years, but you
the,
never
the
know.
The data says 76, you know, if he was a woman, 79, mm-hmm. but we're, fingers crossed.
Climate change. Well, so Katie and I, I'm going to get right into it. Katie and I obviously have been chilling, having a good time, a lot of TV watching.
Okay.
And Love is Blind is the best show ever made. I used to be a big Bachelor stan. Like, you watch kind of ironically, this is kind of fun. Love is Blind is, it's taken what the Bachelor's done. Bachelor walked so the Love is Blind could file for divorce. It's a
because it's
show.
Like, it's these Bachelor and Bachelorette type people who are insane looking for love on a reality show for some reason, but they can't see each other, so it's just better.
Yeah, and it's perfect because Bachelor was kind of like this premium, like everyone on there's a supermodel. You're kind of like, ooh, but this, they find these, they just pick a city. They're like Seattle, right? Because they did one in it's like Atlanta, and they just find a bunch of like 28-year-olds who are like,
bored.
Above average looking and bored. So you're like, Love is Blind. Bored. You know, you've seen the show. So you're like, I know this person on the other side of the wall is like not a model, but they're not ugly.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just relatable. And then they're all, and they find these, somehow they're dirt bags too, where they're like, now you meet the people and they're like, well, that girl is a little more attractive than the one I paired with.
Yeah. Is there a lot of like trying to figure out what they look like through a wall? Like, well, how would you describe yourself, or like what size waist?
That's
are
why
you?
They're
not allowed to, right?
I guess they're not allowed to, because this guy, he's like, I mean, we've never talked. She doesn't know how tall I am. She doesn't know my skin color. I'm like, well, your name's Zach, and you like to play folk guitar music.
So yeah, she knows.
She knows. You know, I think this girl who just paired with Kwame, she's got a hunch. You know,
I liked the one season where the guy was like, so say we're out like at a party, like, would I be able to put you on my shoulders?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
A concert, and you're like, I want to see, could I do that easily? Yeah. I can squat to 200.
That relationship didn't work out, in case you're wondering.
But the highlight. Just try to circumvent it. Like, I have size 11 shoe, for one, take note. Could you fit in that easily? Yeah. You're not like busting out of that size shoe, are you?
Right.
I have like 32-inch waist jeans. Would those fit at your hips?
If, you know, they always say, don't let your girlfriend borrow your hoodie. You'll never get it back. Would
mine swallow you, you think?
Would you have to get it, like, would you have to loosen it, or would it be big on you? The best part, though, is this is first, and it happened twice. Guys serenading. Through the wall. Derek, please look up Love is Blind singing. It starts with Kwame.
Okay.
Kind of out of nowhere. So he's black.
Okay.
And he pulls out an acoustic guitar and he starts throwing down this little, he's like, let's write a song together right now. I want it called The Real Thing.
Oh.
And he begins.
Oh man, I don't like it at all.
Yeah, look
it's
at
out
that.
Of tune.
Oh. Then right here you're gonna go, I just want the real thing.
Okay, pause.
I
think he YouTubed how to play guitar like 4 hours prior to this. It sounds terrible.
It doesn't. She could not look less interested. She's like laying down. She's like, I'm trapped in this room.
I don't know about that. I think she's
playing,
like,
yeah
she's
oh, really?
Like, she's like embracing. She's like taking it in.
We'll see.
I just want the real thing.
So pitchy.
Follow me. I just want the real thing.
This is dreadful.
I just want the real thing.
My ears are hurting.
Agreed,
I just
mate.
Want the real thing. I love it.
I love it. I
she loves it.
I want the end thing.
All right, you keep going.
Where the song
I
stops.
I just want the real thing.
Uh-huh.
She sings like Johnny Cash.
I just want the real thing.
Hey. I love the lyric.
God. Yeah, they're like, let's make up a song right now. Say less. Now you gotta look up Love is Blind Zach singing. This guy, Zach hits us. He hits us with an original song that he wrote.
And it is
a cappella.
Good.
Long.
Yes.
Does it have more than six unique words?
It is. It's a soliloquy.
It is so long. He has a good memory.
So,
I mean,
yeah, the thing only lasts like a week. I mean, to write and memorize this.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing to think of, because it's truly, you heard some of the contestants be like, I mean, we met a week. I think it's literally a week.
It's the whole show.
The pods part where they pair
they
say, will you marry me?
So they're filming all of it.
I mean, he might have pulled an all-nighter to
write and memorize this song.
He is an attorney, so, you know, he's pretty smart.
And it's like catered to this woman. There's no way he came into this.
There's no way.
With this song. Okay.
It was real.
Is it? Yep.
This man is not serious.
This is disgusting. He should have just read it as a poem. I was her. I'm shallow.
What's a Blarney Stone?
A Blarney Stone is in Ireland. It's a stone that you kiss and you live forever or something.
You can't be serious, bro.
Blarney Stone's a wild. How? Where do you find a Blarney Stone in there?
I don't.
They have like a jewels closet.
He's not good at singing. Why is he singing?
If I'm gonna lose away. It sounds like a viral clip from like American Idol season 2, and Simon Cowell's like, "You should never speak
the
again."
The worst singer I've ever. That's bad. So two different guys are singing to women in Love Is Blind. That is a fun show.
It now just you're just keeps getting better and better.
And the one girl was enjoying it. The first girl, the second girl, clearly not really enjoying it. But, you know, she does go on to say yes. Very, you know.
The bar is so low.
A little weird, yeah.
Ladies out there listening, have you ever been serenaded by a guy? I'm sure a lot have. And have you ever enjoyed it? It just seems like an excruciating experience.
In any context, in any environment.
For whatever reason. It's kind of like comedy, too. Someone's like, you should do comedy at, we're having like a get-together.
Like a barbecue.
Comedy in the backyard. And you're like, I
promise you.
Bill Burr could show up and do it in the backyard, and it would be awkward for everyone.
It's just not the right environment.
It's just 2 p.m. in someone's backyard. Like, if people all the time ask me to sing, I'm never going to sing. I worked for this place where we're putting on this event, and they're like, a coworker was like, I can sing. I want to sing the national anthem. And the worker's like, well, let's hear you do it. I'm not going to let anyone do it. And he sings the national anthem in an office. Good. Sounds good on key, but everyone in the room just going, please, he's just singing. It's just a Wednesday afternoon in an office.
That is my life in our house.
Serenading you?
You just sing all the time. It sounds good, but I mean...
Yeah, you should be lucky at least it sounds good.
I'm surprised how much energy you have right now.
It's kind of a lot. Yeah, same. Same.
Wow, look at him. Is he good?
Yep, he's just asleep.
They sleep a lot.
He's going to wake up in a fury, pretty hungry. But
fury.
He's asleep now.
We also watched the Women's National Championship basketball game.
I watched the entire Final Four game, and I watched the end of the championship game. So I took in a lot this past weekend.
Of the women's?
Yeah, of women's.
I mean, what is it the one... So if you haven't heard about this, LSU beat Iowa in the Women's National Championship.
Yep.
A lot of people are talking about it. Really the first time women's basketball has been talked about, and there's this one player on Iowa who's unbelievable. Is she the whole reason you paid attention or knew about it?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's so fun to watch.
She started the game and buried like a 35-footer. I was like, this is crazy.
I mean, she's the Steph Curry of women right now.
I actually was in Seattle last week with Amazon. Shout out to Amazon. We watched an Elite Eight women's game.
Okay.
And... Of course, I was with some guys, and we immediately start saying, all right, us five, we go out there, what happens? You have to do that. If you're a guy watching women's game, you have to go, I don't. And I remember 10 years ago I would do that, and I was very confident. Stand by that 10 years ago. But you forget the WNBA started like 20 years ago.
Oh, that's very new. Yeah.
So the girls who grew up with it are coming into age of playing, and they are, I mean, it's another level.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to watch like 10 years ago and there's some bad clips and like missing layups and you're just like, but these girls are like rising up, fadeaways, 30 feet. Now every team has a 6'6 girl. Where do these 6'6 girls come from?
Yeah.
Remember growing up, a girl would be 6'4 and you'd be like, where did we find giant? Now they're everywhere.
Yeah. South Carolina had a 6'7 girl.
Jeez. I don't know where I've never seen a girl that tall in my life.
Americans are just, we're getting bigger.
Right.
As a whole,
I think we've all seen a handful of 7-foot men.
Yeah.
You're at the airport, I'll notice it. I've never come across a 6'6 girl. Where are they? Are they shipping men from somewhere?
How rare are they? Is rare more or less rare than a Blarney Stone?
Less rare. There's one Blarney Stone.
Oh.
Katie's our stone girl. Okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
Less rare.
We grew up with Jackie Stiles down in Springfield.
I was going to say. Yeah, she was electrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know her, but yeah, went on to play for the Indiana Fever, I believe. Great franchise.
It was a circus.
It was an outbreak. It was a small kind of epidemic in the Indiana area. It
created a lot of 7-foot women.
It was a fever they couldn't break.
He might be 7 foot.
I don't know. He's a tall guy. 99 percentile height.
No way.
Who knows?
He's a big boy.
So was I, though, so...
Really? Tall baby?
Yeah.
I can tall see it. Baby.
And he's not 7 foot. Trey's not, so we don't, you know.
her mom was in town, you know, hanging out, and she suddenly drops, she has an uncle who was 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Whoa. What's he up to?
Now all of a sudden, I was determined not to do this, and now I'm getting fired up a little bit. Like, I mean, maybe if we really work on really some fundamental.
Make sure he gets ball handling skills before he gets too tall.
I don't care if he's the tallest on the team, sir. He's playing the two guard.
Yeah.
It's the future of the game.
Kevin Durant.
That's not going to happen.
That is pretty fun. Anyway, the women's game. A lot of controversy in this championship game.
Derek, get the clip of Angel.
Yeah.
I love that her name's Angel in this whole thing.
It's perfect.
Katie, let's get your raw take on this. All right. This is perfect. Start over, Derek. Start over. This is the main, Caitlin Clark. She's the best player of all time.
Okay.
Maybe. This is a game before. She said, "You can't see me. Hey, gloat." And then this is the end of the championship. The girl does it back to her. Now,
all right. I need also, I want to see the clip of her following Caitlin Clark around
the
court.
Clip.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, though.
When was the last time people did that?
John Cena. You can't see me.
I mean, isn't
it? It's just a dope.
Is it dope, really?
Well, I don't really understand how it works on the basketball court. Is that like.
I do it a lot, like in golfing.
When you're golfing, yeah?
Yeah, golf. Or,
so you do it to like your people you're playing with, or like.
Just, it's just a fun way to celebrate. I'll do it after like a good Yahtzee roll.
I mean, Katie's.
Your turn.
Katie's playing dumb, but when we conceived Thomas.
Ew.
I would hit
Got
her.
Him.
Ew!
We've needed that the last few weeks. It's gotten out of hand.
Celebration.
There were a lot of comments like,
"I'm
Katie's
sorry,
had to get back on the
ladies,
podcast.
That I haven't been here. I know that it's probably gotten out of hand."
There were some comments like, "I feel like it's not as wholesome without Katie." It's like, we talked about breast milk a few episodes.
Yeah,
it's healthy.
We're learning. All right, did you track down Katie? Watch the full clip here.
Okay.
This is like the final 10 seconds of the national championship game.
LSU, they're winning. They're up 15 points.
Yeah.
Clock's winding down. And this is the whole. She's okay. You can't see me. You can't see me.
You still can't see me.
She's walking, circles around. You can't see me. You can't see me. Now she's pointing ring finger. I got a ring. You don't.
Oh, wow.
Gut reaction to that.
What are your thoughts?
Care, don't care?
I mean,
classy, classless.
That was pretty classless.
Racist.
Whoa! Yeah.
Got her.
No.
Got her.
Because they won.
Walk her up.
Wait, Iowa didn't win, right?
Right.
Yeah, she already won. She didn't need to do all that.
Yeah. That's what most people are saying.
Interesting opinion.
Most people who are racist are saying that.
Okay.
So, of course, of course that's where it went to.
Let's
of
clarify.
Of course that's where it went to. Where people are
You're
like,
going to get me canceled.
Of course that's what it went to. People were fired up, and then people were like, well, it's interesting. Because when the white girl did it, you didn't care. But when she did it, you're like, well... There's probably some people that maybe that's hindering it, but it's also she did track her down for like 10 seconds.
It would just be funny, like the last 10 seconds of the Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes is just chasing after like some safety, like trying to like do his like, you know, celebration back. So like chasing him around.
I don't think it was classless. I just thought it was bizarre. Like, like, this girl,
just go celebrate with your team.
This girl who's the best player in college basketball, like that's why anyone's watching this.
Yeah.
You're winning and you just track her down to talk trash. It was just like, what's your obsession with this person?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little corny in that
way. Well, now, but. Like, that's what she's going to be remembered as. Instead of being like, oh, she played in the championship game and they won, it's like, look at this girl.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, it's probably good for the sport. But yeah, I think the girl, Angel, who was doing the taunting, she won, like, MVP of the whole tournament and is a stud. I think it's, like, only, like,
she's
20
also,
years old.
Yeah.
So she is really good. But unfortunately, now she's being remembered by, like,
everyone knows her name, though.
Yeah, the Bayou Barbie. You seen that nickname?
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was her nickname like all season, like before the game.
The Bayou Barbie.
Now she's probably known as.
She's got a sassy personality, or
I truly don't know. Honestly, Rachel's dad told me that because they're from Iowa. They were very familiar with all this stuff, and I was like, "Oh, does she look like Barbie?" And he was like, "Yeah."
Good for him. That's a good answer.
I was like. Okay, great.
That's just great. He's just thinking, they put out some new models. Yeah.
So I don't know if he knows. I don't know why she's called the Bayou Barbie. I mean, but that's her nickname.
Great. Well, I found myself really enjoying watching those girls can't miss. It's smaller ball.
Yeah.
Smaller ball. It's just science. Smaller ball, same size hoop. So these girls have been playing long enough.
Wait, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And... I mean, the game I watched in Seattle and that game, I mean, these girls were, they were hitting 55% of their threes.
Yeah, girls do. They always shoot better than guys. Free throw percentage, field goal percentage.
And they're finally strong enough. They're taller, stronger. I grew up around girls who, it was like a, you know, it was like the classic shot
put. Did you say field goal percentage? Did you say that?
I did. Yeah.
That is how, that's what it is, Katie.
Common statistic in basketball.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
A field goal?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Wait a second. Jake's confused.
I'm confused.
That's in basketball, it's called a, like a any shot is called a field goal attempt, a field goal made.
3-point field goals, 2-point field goals.
Well, that's the wrong sport.
4-point field goals.
They're not even on a field.
Katie's like, wait, this sport that Jake has played his whole entire life. I bet he got it wrong.
Yeah.
I bet I know.
I think that they just named that wrong. I mean, it's not even a field.
That was a great moment.
Court goal percentage.
I like how you kind of look to me like you're going to correct this, right?
Right.
You
kind of see the problem here.
I thought you were trying to pull a fast one on me.
It was women's basketball. I think it was all along. I was always like, are we being too harsh on women's basketball? And I say, no, we weren't. It did suck. And it's starting to not suck.
Yeah.
So shout out to you girls. Getting better.
I remember going and being very supportive of my high school girls sports teams, and especially basketball.
It was hard to watch.
And there were most girls, which I know certain people out there are going to know what I'm talking about. Girls to shoot a three, they would have to it looked like they were kickstarting a motorcycle.
Right.
They would do something with one of their feet and they would stomp the ground before they jumped. Well, and everybody was doing it. I don't know what was going on.
Because it was they were raised in the 90s. So they were raised as a real girls' rules. You got to cheer and dance. It was almost like, okay. And then a shot. And now girls are hezzy, fade away, rising up, Kobe Bryant.
Very dynamic. Very fun. I'm going to watch more women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think that our special guest has to leave. He unfortunately has made his clothes wet. And he is...
Young man.
So
let's just change his diaper. Yeah. Turn the camera down.
Oh my gosh.
Just a couple weeks ago, Derek did that, and we just kept on rolling.
He was, I'm wet.
All of my pants.
It was so good to be here.
Ooh, last really quick point.
Okay.
I want to talk about this, because we had this, I mentioned this a while back, debate, clip it. Is it weird or is it loving to kiss your kids on the mouth? At any age. Primarily the young age.
I don't think it's I don't think it's unloving to kiss your kids on the mouth.
We talked about this recently, right?
Yeah, I'm not much of that. I could probably count on one hand the times I've done that, but
loving is the description.
Not loving. Is it weird or not weird?
Weird
or not weird. I have no desire to do it. I've seen a bunch of parents doing it. I'm like, maybe I'm not getting it, but I don't have a kid yet. I don't want to kiss him on the mouth. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't think if you paid me, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Now so that we have a kid, me? Yeah, I'm not sure how, not into that.
That has always been my stance of maybe once I'm a dad, who knows? But right now I have no desire in me to kiss
babies,
anything on the lips other than Rachel, anything. Barney Stone, nothing, any frog, but
it's good.
It's good to know it hasn't changed for you either. I just don't think I will. The cheek is great.
I just want to hear what people think. It's just baffling. If you do it, that's great. I'd love to hear kind of the sensation
really cute.
It brings you.
I wouldn't.
Oh, he is.
I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to kiss this guy.
Oh yeah, let's get a shot. Wait, let's give him the mic one more time. Put him right up to the mic.
You want to say something?
Give us a send off, Thomas. Thank you. All right.
Good job, buddy.
He's gonna be a star. First ever comedian NBA player.
How did he? 7-foot comedian. How did he do that?
7-foot comedian.
Good job.
All right. Thanks for coming, Katie.
Good to see everyone.
Yep.
Good to.
Okay. Mom brain.
She's out of here.
Yeah.
All right. She's off. See you, Thomas. Yep. All right. Let's pause real quick.
Okay.
That was pretty awesome. You held him up and he just went, ha! All right, we moving right along. Sorry about our guest. We're embarrassed. We didn't think he would.
He hasn't been on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. So, but this is a great example of how far women's basketball has come. What's this movie called again? Disney Channel original. Double teamed.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Legendary. Legendary sports basketball clip. She's got it.
She's got the rock. Looking up.
Oh, she looks.
5.
Let's
four,
pretend the clock.
3, 2, two one.
1. She eyes the defense and then makes her. I mean, there's definitely, the time's expired, but she starts hitting him with the.
What's she doing?
You don't remember this? And she starts lifting 1, 2.
Oh, whoa! Ooh. Look at that! Look at that move!
Oh, shoot.
Dude, how much time is expiring? The players having to point to her where the goal is. The goal is this way.
They're just yelling, shoot.
Oh, look at her go!
She moved up, too. She was like 4 feet behind the 3-point line.
Oh, look at that
and
move,
then wait,
dude.
Watch this. Watch this. She said, boom! travel. And then, oh my.
A terrible pass.
And then an
travel.
Off-target pass.
Wow, there's so many like continuity errors happening. I can't focus on any of this.
Cash.
That might be the worst scene in cinematic history that I've never seen anything like that.
Disney Channel originals were legendary, but they got away with a lot.
That was absurd. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Clips, all types of sports movies. They look terrible. They had women kissing little boys. They
That's
did some
right.
weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I was raised on it.
That's why I'm here today. Tell you what, I didn't see any girls doing this.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when they hit the game winner, they were classy.
Yeah. Probably.
Probably. I don't know. They only showed the white players.
That's true.
So we don't know.
It could be a race thing.
There could have been a whole black team in the background going, because that, of course.
When they do it, it's not okay.
No, I don't stand for that, man. You know what's ridiculous? You think O.J. Simpson was a white guy. Things are a little different, aren't they? Miles Turner, when he tried to decapitate Mason Rudolph.
Miles Garrett,
thank you.
Yes.
Miles Turner's another guy who's black and I love. Miles Garrett, when he beat a white quarterback over the head with his helmet.
That upset people.
Wonder why.
Here's what I think. I think the black guy on Love is Blind serenaded a woman and the white guy serenaded a woman on Love is Blind. And they're both wrong. do the wrong thing, you're going to get criticism.
That's what's beautiful about Love is Blind. We start with the black guy playing acoustic. Like, all right, take it easy. He's black. And then the other comes in. I found a Blarney Stone. That's the most. That was the guy who was like, she doesn't know what skin color I am. Meanwhile, he's singing. He's working in Blarney Stone into his a cappella song. Zach.
He's like, so my name's Zach. I love hockey, Ed Sheeran, and probably just driving a truck. But she doesn't know my skin color. So that's a bummer.
That's what's great about this show. Nah, that's good.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Let's get, you want to do some fan clips or later?
Yeah,
in episode?
That's great.
Let's do it. Let's get some fan clips. You guys, we're getting a lot of them, so thank you. Correct Opinions Instagram, send them in. It's a lot of fun, and we just want to hear from you. We don't want to make fun of you. That'd be rude.
No, just honest, just dialogue.
Hi, guys. Trey, Katie, Thomas.
Hey.
Jake, family man Derek, how are you?
Good.
I had to redo this video because I forgot Jake. I'm sorry.
Unnecessary info.
Very sorry. I'm Naomi. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. Family of 6 kids. I'm the oldest.
Is this just like us?
And I'm 17.
Dating video.
Yeah.
We're a typical Christian family in the Midwest. I was homeschooled until high school.
My blood type is O positive.
But yeah, I think it's so funny when you guys comment on homeschoolers and Christian families. You can probably hear my siblings in the background. Sorry about that. But yeah, just wanted to say, love your podcast, love your content, super fun. Me and my mom are huge fans. I do think it's funny that your fan base is like older moms, and I'm 17, and I just think you're hilarious.
Yeah,
all of you.
We're young, so, cool.
But yes, just wanted to stop in. I'm not an Olympian. I wish I was. Yeah, have a good day.
Hard to be an Olympic athlete when I'm not allowed to leave the property. Thanks for sending that in. I don't know if we can roast a minor. She said she's 17.
Yep.
So I'm going to be respectful.
Once she said that, I shut up.
Mm-hmm. But we have young, cool fans like you. That's why we have young, hip guests on to skew the demo down.
Yeah, that's right. Because they see us and they're like, whoa, that's a lot of Riz. I want to listen to that podcast.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Oh, whoa, just check the Chuggy meter. Nothing.
Nothing, dude. It's open up a it's like open up a bag of Rizzlers. Listen to these two.
That's right.
So shout out Nebraska.
She didn't really ask us a question. Yeah. So
thanks for letting us know you listen, and you know, hope you have a great day.
Sorry about your siblings yelling. Sun looks nice.
It did look like a nice. It did look quaint. Sometimes I catch myself like, man, do I just need to get some land and just live on the prairie? Does that ever appeal to you?
Oh yeah.
For like a little.
Yeah.
You know what's sad? What's happening? Katie and I, we like to live in the city. We're real city people. Let's get a craft cocktail. Ooh. And then just last night, she's like, you know, remember like a couple months ago with our friends, we went to that like super like white people Mexican place. You know what I'm talking about? The Mexican restaurant that like white people go after church to?
Yes.
I was like, yeah. She's like, I really want that. I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. I was like, we can't get that because the nearest one to us is 20 minutes down in the suburbs.
Yeah.
We're next to the cool little small tapas place.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something that happens.
Are you guys transitioning?
You're starting kids and we're transitioning.
What do we think? I mean, how long do we have until you're in the suburbs?
Until I'm out on a plot of land.
Oh, you think you might go that far?
No. I think it'd be cool though. I think it'd be cool to be able, because there's so many toys I want, but I have no land.
Totally.
You know, but it's probably for the best because there are phases. But yeah, like why not? If you have land, just lay down a pickleball court.
Exactly.
If you save up, lay it down.
Pickleball court. Sand volleyball court.
So many courts.
Just mainly courts.
I'd have six different sport courts. Men's court, women's court.
That's right.
The black players court, the white players court.
Yes.
Both classy.
And chess court for the black and white.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Trey meant.
Yep. I love that. What a great NCAA women's game. I mean, it had to be one of the most viral moments in sports this year.
It was awesome. I saw that
it's
the word
racist. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
I looked after the game and Caitlin Clark was trending number one on Twitter, and right below it was the word classless. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. I clicked on it. I was like, what's happening? It's all about just Angel Reese. And I was like, oh my gosh, this generated a lot of buzz.
Since
overall,
it's not a word about classiness.
I don't know. Like
that was a big thing growing up. Be a good sport, but it's awesome to talk trash.
Yeah, and that was a big debate too. It's like if this was men, you guys wouldn't care. But I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, there's finally a lot of interest in it, and I feel like we're being like pushed away. You know, it's like guys like you and I, we're finally watching women's basketball. We finally have opinions on it, and then it's kind of like, hey, you don't get it.
You know.
All right.
The real women.
I'll stay away.
Who else? Who else we got? Thanks for sending that in. Send it to the Correct Opinions Instagram. Also, I forgot to... The live podcast in Tacoma.
Yes.
Go to my website, treykeeney.com/tour. Get your tickets. Thanks for those who bought tickets. It's going to be fun. So go get your tickets to the live podcast. Live in person. The whole crew. Me, Jake, Family Man, Katie. No Thomas. Is disruptive unless he gets his act together.
Be a liability unless he grows a lot. Mm-hmm. You can show him off to you guys.
Thanks for all the laughs. My name is Cayenne, like the pepper, spelled differently, but hey.
Oh, that's why.
Thanks for all the laughs. My name is Cayenne, like the pepper, spelled differently, but pronounced the same. I'm in my mid-30s, so I guess my parents were just ahead of their time. With all this talk lately about babies and birth, I just thought I'd share a quick story. I have two kids. My first kid I was induced for because I was a week overdue and, you know, just ready to be done.
Overdue.
But it also felt a little
I was like a library
sad,
book.
I guess anticlimactic. Not meeting my baby, but just the birth story. Because I kind of wanted to experience that, having to go into the hospital on my own. Anyway, with my second kid, I went in for my 40-week appointment. Nothing happening. Scheduled my induction. Was bummed. Had been complaining to people about how I wanted to know what it was like to just go into labor on my own. And I was also bereft of the fact that my doctor was male and I was used to females. Well, and but I was like, oh well.
And they kept seeing my name.
The day after my due date, I actually
put me in a spice
gave birth on my living room floor in my house, surrounded by seven male EMTs. Also, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and sister-in-law were visiting from out of town, so they got to be there with us too. Oh, and my husband was there, of course, too. So obviously no epidural and got to experience going into labor on my own. So be careful what you wish for, but thankfully all is well. And she's about to be two later this year. So anyway, you never know. Thanks for all.
Wow. I was listening to the podcast while it happened though. So that lightened the load. Little home birth on accident.
Yeah. And she used the word bereft.
I couldn't get that on my, what does that mean?
It says deprived or deprived of or lacking something. I can't even read it.
Mm. It's a good word.
His death in 1990 left her bereft is the samples and... That could be a funny...
The correct opinion in his audience was bereft of this story. No longer, thank God.
That could be a funny sketch of like a spelling bee or something. Like, can you use it in a sentence? And then the sentence is just like this really dark thing. This is a really awful thing.
I'd love to...
My wife left me, and it left me bereft of any feelings or thoughts towards women.
Or meaning.
From now on. Yeah. And I would find myself going out to bars late at night, and I was bereft of any joy. And then I turned to skeet shooting and cats, and that left me bereft of any happiness. And yeah, you get it.
Bereft. Thanks for sending that in. A lot of people got a lot of moms listening, but they're young moms. She said she was 35 or something like that.
Oh wow!
So take that, the homeschooler from Nebraska.
Yeah, young mom.
Young. Yeah, young cool mom. Young cool hip moms who give birth in their houses, dude.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap.
That would be quite the experience just to do in general, but to have so many family members also in town with you just seems like not the ideal way to do it. But
yeah, if your in-laws judge you a little bit, I wouldn't push like that. You got to breathe.
Hey, is there a part of the house that's quieter? It's very loud. We're in the guest bedroom. Should we go downstairs?
Thanks for sending that in. We got one more. Let's see what she's... Okay, look, she looks young and cool.
Yeah.
Hi, Trey, Jake, Katie, Family Man, Derek. My name is Stephanie. I am putting in a video submission because I love your podcast. I've been a day one recty, and I rep my Doula's God Bless Tumblr at work with pride.
Let's go.
Calling in to say that thank you guys so much for this podcast. It really brings so much happiness to my life and makes the commute not so bad to go to work.
Bereft of depression.
And also, good. It's been a real treat following along with Trey and Katie's postpartum and their early adventures with parenthood. I've been through it twice. I have a 2.5-year-old boy, and I am also 6 months postpartum with my other boy as well. So I'm right there along with you, Katie. It's
young
a struggle.
Mom.
We
young,
love our children dearly, but it's really, really hard. So Trey, let her have oatmeal and let her leave the concrete in the bowl. She's done a lot.
You know what?
Second of all, just want to say, this morning I complained to my husband about still getting night sweats. And then I listened to your podcast about Katie getting night sweats.
Oh, she's
so
disgusting.
I'm so sorry. It's still a thing. And also, just thank you so much for shedding light on parenthood in a funny way. Most days, everyone just complains about it and how hard it is. And it is hard, but you guys make it funny, as you make most things funny. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Very young, cool hip mom.
Thank you, youngin'.
Sweaty mom.
Yeah, night sweaty mom.
Yeah, Katie, she nuzzled up to me the other night. I was like, is that sweat? I mean, just pouring from her brow.
It's like you're cuddling with a wet noodle or something.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, but thanks for sending that in. What was I going to say? I forgot.
Yeah, roaster.
Yeah, she, you know, the oatmeal in the bowl. We had some mixed reviews on that. Thank you. Some people were supporting me.
Some people were. They're like, yeah, my husband never did anything like that. Good job, Trey.
Thanks. I don't sweat at night. I don't ruin the sheets. So, yeah, it has been good. It's fun to the postpartum life. It is. No, I think I talked about it. It was the sleep stuff is harder than I thought, but not as bad as I thought. The diapers.
No problem.
I just, when I think of diapers and cleaning up little poopy and pukey babies, it's gross, right?
Yeah.
Ew, away from me.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad as I thought.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know. I've because especially at the very beginning, I was 100% diaper guy.
Okay.
She was doing a lot of the other stuff. And you just kind of get it down quick. Bam, bam, bam. Wipe, wipe. Even if it's messy, it's, you know, it's your baby. It's kind of funny. Like this morning, he just exploded everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just kind of laughed. I was like, this is unbelievable. That it's not that bad. But
do you, what are we doing to ourselves to prepare for like a changing or anything? Like, hear you. Like, oh, I better not have this nice shirt on or like, put the gloves
sometimes
on.
Sometimes I'll towel up. I'll towel up. But you kind of you find the rhythm, too. He likes to poop right after the feed. So you feed him, hold him, and then he starts going. Huh? You need my help? Is it a diaper? Yeah. What do you mean? You were left.
No one does it like you, Trey.
Until duty's called.
What? Is it a two-man job? What happened?
You need me to get in there?
Did he have his first number three? Okay, time out.
You let me know if he needs a kiss.
Okay, sorry, I'm back. Katie, we walked down there. She goes, I need you to feed him because I have to poop. So, usually she can change her own diaper, but like mother, like son.
Yeah, she heard you up here bragging. Like, yeah, it's really no problem. She's like, all right, let's see how big of a problem it is.
So discreet. She doesn't like want you two to hear and just tell everyone.
Okay, I won't tell Jake and Derek. I'll just say it on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, don't. Okay. You don't want Family Man to know. That's embarrassing. I'll tell everyone else. But really brilliant how quickly y'all ladies can do that.
I know, dude.
Hey, could you hold him really quick? I really have to go. Okay. I'll be back in 6 months. The whole process. So they're on their way. And we wrap it. Oh, I like that. To wrap up the last thing, the woman, she's like, you know, I love my kids, but it's just funny. You always hear parents do that.
And it is hard.
Like, you know that phrase, like, that makes me think of, they say, hey, love the sinner, hate the sin.
Heard of it?
Love the sinner, hate the sin. It's kind of like, love your child, hate the baby.
Yeah. Love your child, but hate parenthood.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my son, I'd die for him. I'd do anything that's true.
But I hate being a father.
Yeah, but I don't want to be around him all the time. Yeah. There are moments we had a sweet moment. It was the middle of the night a couple nights ago, and I was in a particular mood of just like, bro, how every night I got to do
this. How long is he gonna be?
Yeah, here? Like, and then out of nowhere, because he just starts huge open mouth smiles for like 5 minutes, and then I'm like, Katie, look, we're like,
ah, it's a party, ah,
like 3 a.m, and we went to bed like, oh, that was really. But that was just the one night. The other middle of nights are terrible.
Yeah.
And we literally got in like a fight at 3 a.m. She's like, you know, I don't really, you're being really mean to me. I'm like, it's 3 a.m.
Nothing's real right
don't
now.
Talk to me, please.
It is great too how low the bar is for the baby to entertain you. Like all right? You need right now is him to smile at you. And you're like, oh, it was all worth it.
Mm.
Like you think when he's 16, yeah,
it's really like, sick when you think about it.
Just smile at me, son. Just smile and let me know it's all worth it. He's like, this is easy. This is great.
Why don't you sit on daddy's lap and just take a dump on my chest? Like the good old days, please.
How about...
They grow up too soon.
You know what? I want to tell you a story. You were about a month old and you and your mom pooped at the same time. Would you want to do that again?
It wouldn't mean the world to me. You just get over here.
And I went...
Suck on this artificial nipple.
I went Jake and Derek upstairs while we do it. Okay.
Give me a kiss on the lips.
Give me a little kissy.
Daddy needs it. Call me daddy again. At what age you gotta switch from daddy to dad?
I think you gotta be careful. You gotta do it pretty early.
Pretty early.
You gotta
right?
start with dad, maybe.
What are your thoughts on grown women calling their dads daddy?
Oh yeah, I heard it in maybe I've said this on the podcast before, but let me counter offer this. What do you think about calling God in a prayer daddy?
Don't agree with that.
I heard it once. And
you heard that in an unironic setting.
Yeah, maybe I haven't told the story. But yeah, it was just a group setting. Hey, y'all mind if I pray before the meal? Yeah, yeah, go for it. Eyes are closed.
Is this a man or?
This is a woman.
Okay.
Stephanie. Is the name I made up for her.
Yeah.
To protect her. Yeah, you guys mind if I pray for the meal?
Okay. Yeah, please. Obviously, that's really nice of you to offer.
Daddy. We just pray. And at that point, no one's eyes were closed anymore. Wait, I can promise you that.
Walk me through the whole thing. Just start, start from the top.
Okay.
Wow, this looks great.
You mind if I pray for the meal?
Oh, please. Yeah,
I'll really just, nice I'll pray for all of us real quick. Just bow your heads. Daddy God, just thank you for today and for all this food and just for watching over us. You are our spiritual daddy and just, you know, protect us, swaddle us. Change our diapers of this food that will ultimately end up in our proverbial diaper later, Daddy. So just thank you for his food in this day. Amen.
You pass the salt.
Yeah.
Everyone was just like, what?
Dude, I mean, then it became a thing. It was so hard not to laugh because you look up and, you know, you just make eye contact with your boy and you're like, Can you believe? And, you know, you're just trying anything not to make a noise because you're like, yeah, we just heard daddy. I've heard it once and only once. And so that seems like a no-no. But even, what'd you ask, grown women calling their, like, 55-year-old
dad's daddy, yeah.
Yeah, that would also raise the eyebrows a little bit. So just a Sorry, little. I missed a call from my daddy.
Yeah, right, right. Daddy. Or just call it like it's his name. Yeah, my dad's coming over. Just say, like, my father, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a buddy once who would end prayers, he'd bless it, and then he'd go, you just want to pray for this, pray for that. Okay. And have a good day, God. Amen.
What?
Funny. That's a good laugh. Have a good day, God. Amen. That's nice. God probably like, I don't hear that much.
All right, God, go get him.
I do want to have a good day. See you
later. All right, God, be safe. Talk to you later.
Be safe. Yeah. Take care, God. Have a good one.
All right. In your name I pray. Stay woke. Amen.
Amen. Angel is classy.
That's funny.
You name all the angels.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
This is somewhat on topic, but in the similar sounding words, I went golfing with my future and father-in-law this past weekend, and he goes and he buys a polo from the pro shop, and I was like, why did you buy this shirt? Are you not wearing a shirt underneath that? He's like, I am, but it's this weird shirt. I don't even know. I found it in my dad's attic. It just says da 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 on it. I was like, what? It's like, yeah, it says da 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 da. I don't know what it says. I was like, let me see it. And he pulls it up, and it is very faint. You can barely see it, but there's a little SC in a circle. It's the Sports Center logo. And I said, oh, it's saying da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
This weird shirt says da 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 on it. What a dumb shirt. It's like, no, it's da 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 da. And then probably throughout the next like 4 hours, I mean, like once every 15 minutes, he'd go, how's that go again? And I would,
he knows in his head, it's something not in there. Da, 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 da.
And I would, da, da, da. I would always tell him something wrong. He'd be like, how's that go again? I was like, it's like, da 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 da. I'm loving it. He's like, no, you're messing with me. I was like, yes, I am. It's a Sports Center.
Da, 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 da.
I just try to find a new jingle every time. Just a new song. It's like, da 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 da. Like that.
Da 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 da. Yeah, just ignore me.
Da 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 da. It's that.
Mm. I knew it was something like that.
I knew it was sports.
Da, so da, like, da 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 da.
It's really anything.
It is tough to spell out a melody. I will give them that.
Yeah. Maybe SportsCenter shouldn't have tried to put it on a shirt. But also, yeah, so funny. I can't wear this shirt. It says da, 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 da.
Yeah, I'm just dad. I'm not da-da. Okay, big headline. Black China, you fan?
I am not. Not real familiar with her work.
Black China. I think she's a rapper.
Okay, is that how she kind of first got famous?
I think so.
Okay.
But she was one of the top dogs on OnlyFans, from what I heard.
Yeah.
And she...
she was the woman I gave the most tips to this past year. Sorry, she earned the most.
Yes.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Model, this or that. She's big on OnlyFans, but she became a Christian, and she's deleting OnlyFans. She's getting rid of her implants and various plastic surgeries, turning to the Lord. I don't think I've heard of, you don't hear about that a lot these days. Like a real prompt, like just a 180 switch like that.
Yeah. Good for her.
She got baptized. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it. But she says, she told in a recent interview, I'm just going by faith. I'm not even really going by the Black China way. I'm just like, let God lead me, trust in God every step. Figure it out for yourself.
Interesting. Yeah, because I feel like when you see celebrities kind of make a little change, it doesn't last too long. It's never quite this like drastic of a 180. So this is kind of exciting.
She posted a video of her getting baptized. God is good. I was watching the video again and again. I wanted to show you this because if you look closely at my mouth, you can hear the spirits leaving my body. So
kind of like some the Green Mile type stuff. Like
right
when he gets rid of like Tom Hanks' sickness and he's just kind of like that scene.
We do. I'm going to play the video just to see if we can.
Good scene, Jake.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah, good movie.
Let me
good,
see if I can't book. Play. Let me connect here. But yeah, I don't know if we have any Black China fans. I know we have a lot of cool young moms.
I know we have the youngest moms on Earth. I think.
That's a great point. Whoa. The youngest moms on Earth are fans of this podcast.
That should be like kind of our brand. It's like, yeah, we have some mom listeners, but they do you know, actually, the data shows they're the youngest moms. We have the youngest mom listenership of all podcasts. Just start telling people that.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, great. Glad you thought it over.
Okay, let me pull. I just want to see if we can hear this leave her body. Okay, so here's the video. She's getting baptized.
Showing your screen?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. So she kind of goes down, and right as she comes up.
Definitely on crack right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? What's going on?
That was so poorly executed. What? I tried to time it. Where when she came out of the water, all you heard was, yeah. God is good.
Good try.
But no, here's the legit thing. I'm not making fun of it, guys. Slow-mo. Bang. Dip down.
Oh, she was baptized a while ago.
That's kind of funny. The slow-mo sound is always funny.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, people forget. She has a pet beluga whale in the
pool. It does look like a big pool. Yeah, I mean, good for her. That is fun. But if you slow any sound down, it's going to sound like deep like that. You slow it down to 10% of its speed. It's going to sound like that. Mm-hmm. But that is fun.
I'd love to know more. Yeah, that's really amazing. Good for her. I also saw, we talked about Mike Todd last week. You see Carl Lentz got hired at Mike Todd's church?
No way.
Yeah.
Carl Lentz is back?
Carl Lentz, he made a lot of headlines. If you don't remember, big Hillsong pastor out of New York.
He was like Bieber's boy.
Yeah, Bieber's pastor. He had an affair. Kind of been quiet for a while, obviously, and he's back. He was hired by Mike Todd, the guy we've talked about a couple times.
Yeah, we're going to get some clips out of this.
Let's go.
That's pretty fun. Oh, yeah, there he is on the screen. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
That's fun. Hey, good for Black China.
Good for Black. Yeah, maybe they'll hire Blac Chyna.
Who knows? Get her on the show.
She said she might go by Black Israel now.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of fun options. Maybe White Chyna. More pure.
Uh-oh.
Gold Chyna.
Yeah.
Pearly, like Gates.
Yeah. Angel. The LSU one. Not the Heavenly one.
Yeah.
Because she's classy.
I don't know much about her, but that's cool. That's fun.
Did you see this video, the baseball proposal attempt?
I would love to watch it.
Derek, get it rolling for us. This man streaks onto the field, leaps down, plants a knee to propose.
Okay.
And the rest is history. Here he goes. He's lining it up. Oh, shoot. Okay. Babe, will you marry me? Just a city that form tackled, arrested.
It's a good ball control, though.
Held onto the ring.
Let's go, DMX.
It's like, no, by the way, no. Guys in jail alone tonight.
Don't use your phone call on me. The answer is no. Get a lawyer.
She's like, babe, I swear, for my proposal, I don't ever do the jumbo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right.
Be so many. He's like, of course I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I'll get on the Jumbotron another way.
You won't be on the Jumbotron. It'll just be me.
Yeah.
That way you don't get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to know more about that guy. Like, is he a moron? Or did he just like, no, this would go viral? What, did he even have a girlfriend in the stands? Or was it just like, this would just look funny?
It's a great point. I'll never forget when I went to I was at a Memphis Grizzlies game and I talked about, I was sitting courtside. Not to brag, and the guy next to me proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh wow!
Subtly in the third quarter.
Oh wow!
Just kind of did it, and they just kind of lovingly kissed and hugged, and then tuned back into the game.
Let's go! Let's stop him.
It's like respect.
It's like 5 minutes after getting engaged.
Need a big thing. I was like, why don't you talk to the girl I'm dating? She wants a whole spiel.
That is funny. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I had to propose during a basketball game, like, do you do it in the first quarter or the fourth quarter?
That's what's interesting. Yeah, I think he was smart. Third quarter is definitely a lull in the experience. So I think he was kind of like, let's do a little third quarter. We can lock in for quarter four.
Yeah.
Hopefully see a close game. And maybe if they're getting run away with it, beat the traffic, scoot out early.
Just funny to think, like, 10 minutes after you propose to the love of your life, you could also be yelling, defense, defense.
It's just a quick TV timeout. I'm like, now it's time. Yo, babe, I just want to, I'm sure you're wondering why we did these fancy seats out of nowhere. And I just want to take this time.
Oh my gosh.
Will you marry me?
Oh my gosh.
Make me the happiest man on earth.
Yes. Yes. Of course. Of course.
Okay. I love you so much.
I love you.
Okay.
Shoot it.
That's a foul.
What are we doing? Yes, it looks, that looks great. You picked out the exact one I wanted. Look at it's 7 fouls to 1. You tell me this isn't scripted?
Oh, it's the lookalike cam. Lookalike, yeah. Oh. Steve Irwin's son.
Get him. I just got proposed. Or no, he still has the ring. We just got to get, the camera's off. Oh. Okay, well.
Yeah, I'll take cotton candy.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me of a great story of me at a basketball game. The final four basketball games over the weekend, the men's games, they've started this tradition where a representative of each, a student athlete of each school sings in like a quartet.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the talent's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Derek's finding a clip there because, you know, a couple of them were. What's brutal is, okay, yeah, let's just play this. The first guy comes out doing his thing.
Led by student athletes from the institutions of our final four teams. From the Florida.
Each school. Skip ahead. Go off. Yeah. Now, don't lie to you. This black dude from Miami is going off.
Yeah.
And when I saw the four of them, and he's the only black person, I thought, I feel best about him. Racist.
Oh, we're losing
Suddenly
it.
You get somebody. That Hayden Panettiere? It's pretty good.
There's some notes hit.
By the way, you ship this overseas, you can't hire professional singers. This is the worst part.
Ooh.
Oh, all right, that's enough.
I did what? Not.
Why are they making these poor people harmonize? Just all sing the same notes. These people have never done this before in their lives.
Is that what they're trying to do? They're trying to like slightly be above or below each other? Yeah, it sounds awful.
Just sing the... Don't do that to those poor people. But the first year they did that, I've been doing it a while, was in 2016. Yes? Yes. And I happened to go to that particular Final Four. I was there with Amazon. Thanks.
Wow.
And making content, doing our thing. And we get to our seats, living life. Now, keep in mind, I'm going through a breakup at this time.
Oh,
fresh off of one, you know. We've all been there, heartbroken.
Yeah. Who's daddy now?
I went to Oklahoma State, and wouldn't you know it, Oklahoma is in the Final Four.
Your rivals.
My rivals. I hate that. Now I've got to go here and watch them. And a side note, that's where my the person, my ex now, went.
Boomer sooner.
Mm-hmm. And she was happened to be a student athlete as well.
Not this.
And she also happened to sing. So I'm sitting there.
You found a real talented
chilling,
woman.
Chilling, just like, you know what? I'm having a good time. I'm at the Final Four, living the life, here with a buddy of mine.
And healthy
I'm
distraction.
Amazon, great. Yeah. I just, you know, we've all been through breakups. You're just like, distract, 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 sitting there. And they're like, now, singing the national anthem. And I see my ex-girlfriend.
They call my name. It's Trey Kennedy's ex-girlfriend. Trey Kennedy's
girlfriend.
As of 6 days ago. This one's going to sting.
I mean, the alignment of events that I'm sitting in good seats at the Final Four, living the dream. I'm like, oh, I'm listening to my ex sing me the national anthem?
At the Final Four game.
At the Final Four. I'm 20,000 people. Why in the world? Why is she singing in front of 50,000 people?
Dude, that's
right now.
Amazing, too. Like, she gets done, just kills it. Some random guy next to you is like, she's pretty good, huh? You're like, you shut up! She's not as good as you think! Like, not after 6 months!
They turn to me like, man, this guy really loves his country.
His dad must be a vet or something.
Yeah, PTSD is a... It's real. It's a real deal. I'm not going to say anything.
Dude, that is a bummer. Because, like, I've even been the one to break up with a girl, and I still, like, don't want to see her. You know, just, like, I don't want to, like, let's move on from this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what position you're in. You don't want
to, I mean, two random
be that close to
college kids in Oklahoma break up. One gets hired to make influencer marketing at the Final Four, and the other happens, not only happens to sing, but is a student athlete, and the school happens to be in the Final Four. Wow. I was just, like, and I was, like, such a funny, I had, like, frat buddies text me, like, dude,
aren't you there?
Aren't you there? And isn't that you? It was amazing, man. Speaking of PTSD and stuff,
that's
my flight last week. This was the first. I was sitting, and I kind of my. Of course, I have headphones in. I'm kind of locked in, but I'm still. You can still kind of hear faint stuff. You can still hear babies crying in the distance, but it's fine. You turn the music up, and I just keep hearing.
Meow.
Okay.
Meow.
I looked to my left. The guy directly across the aisle has a cat in a bag.
And in a bag?
In like one of those weird mesh bags.
I was thinking like a Target.
Like a Target sack. And he's...
the he's cat is quiet. Scratching and clawing. It's
I wish it was in a Target sack. And I just... The cat... And it was this big burly guy with a little cat on his lap. And he's trying to like quiet and the cat... Meow, meow, meow. But as he quiets it, and I'm judging the heck out of this guy, he's got on those like army bracelets.
Oh...
So then I in my mind, I let off, and because in my head, I was like, where's the nearest Target sound?
Yeah.
And then I let off in my mind. So maybe he's got the PTS thing.
He's got
maybe
something.
Maybe he needs the cat, but.
The cat saved him. It's an Iraqi cat.
Mm,
who knows?
One of those, IED cats.
Could be. I could sniff it.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been extra peeved off at cats lately because I set up a Ring doorbell at Rachel's house for her. She's been getting kind of scared lately at night, been hearing some stuff. So I set that up. And so now I get notifications. Actually, the only notification on my phone right now, Ring doorbell. And I think that was like there was actual motion at the door. That's what it is a lot of times. There's motion at your door, whatever. It's like midnight one night. It's one of the first nights I've installed it. And I get a ring notification. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's happening. I'm not there right now. I click on it. Hey, Rodney is missing. And Rodney is a cat of mine. So if you guys could be on the lookout for it. And it's like, I don't want the same notifications to look like either my fiance is in danger or a cat is missing. They should not look the same. How do I unsubscribe immediately from missing cat notifications?
I went to Seattle for this Amazon thing. I'm on like an influencer deal, and they walked us through the Ring and all these other devices.
Is that an Amazon device?
Yeah, and they're like Ring. Where our whole thing is trying to make places safer, and they're kind of like go through some stats. Like we helped this many, like avoid this many break-ins, blah, blah blah. And they go, and we've helped return over 100,000 like pets.
Oh my god!
I was like, I feel like the Ring app slowly just turned into neighbors constantly just posting in the app or ringing buzz. Have you seen Rodney?
Dude.
Have you seen? Like, it's going to come back to its home.
If it doesn't,
you suck.
That's what cats do. They go missing. This is normal behavior.
Remember as a kid, our dog, we'd get out. We'd be like, oh my, where's Toby? Where's Toby? Like, he's an animal. He'll be back.
Yeah.
We feed it.
He knows.
If he's not back, you know, some larger animal got him. And that's the circle of life.
Every cat we ever got, I promise you, we did not pay for. It just showed up, and that's just what cats do. You don't need to notify your neighbors if the cat gets out.
Yeah, if your cat gets out and doesn't come back, it just hates you.
It's someone else's cat now. Yeah. It found a new home.
It's on a plane to Seattle, helping one of our heroes. So, I think Rodney's fine.
Amazon heroes. I'm going to see what some of these other Ring notifications have been. But yeah, I honestly haven't unsubscribed because for every like some that are annoying, there's some that are like, this is just hilarious. Like what this Ring app is. Oh, the most recent one. Lost cat. Our cat jumped the fence. His name is Lamar, and he's super sweet. Very loved member of our family.
Oh, let's go. This could be a new segment alert. Going through the Ring neighborhood app. Is it not brilliant? Give me some of your juicier posts.
Okay. Oh, dude, I saw one. Let's see if I can find this.
Lost cat.
Okay, this is like 5 days ago. Let's see if I can remember this. There was a notification. It wasn't that they were missing something. It was that they found something. And it said, found three-legged dog. And then there was a comment below it that said, do you have a photo? Which is just hilarious because two things. One, he either doesn't even own a dog. He's like, I would love to see a photo of a three-legged dog. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Or two,
there's no way.
He's just like, my dog's three-legged, but let's still verify it. He's like, how many three-legged dogs are in Shawnee? And so, yeah, I don't know whatever happened to that. I got to find it. But missing gray and white pit bull. No one's going to return that to you. Yeah. it's been missing since yesterday from 47 and Leavenworth. Chipped? What does chipped mean in dog words?
They're chipped with a tracking thing.
Oh, I was thinking it was some type of like procedure they had done. He's neutered and chipped.
They could scan it and see who the owner is.
Here's what I saw. Two white dogs. A photo of two white dogs.
It really does. It just says two white dogs.
Two white dogs walk around with all this privilege. That's what it says, dude. Anyone recognize this cat? I've seen this cat around for the last couple of years. Yeah, that's just the land's cat.
Two white dogs walking around.
I mean, 95% of these posts are about dogs. Lost dog.
It's crazy. Yeah, I want to.
Are those gunshots anyone's hearing?
Yeah. Those. That's a big one. Oh, this is a notification. Power line low.
You don't want to deal with that.
I don't know. I guess that's the dog's name.
I actually did have my last house. The power line was always kind of low, and I don't know what happened, but it got to the point where it was like 4 feet off the ground. So it's kind of like going through I'm like, this is... And I called...
Hurdle it.
So if that ever happens to you, good luck. Because I called the like energy companies. They're like, oh, we don't put them up. I tried to call the city of support. I called the fire department. And finally one day, by happenstance, I was home and saw a guy back checking one of the poles because they were just replacing the old posts.
Oh, wow.
I go, by the way, look at this. And he's like, oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm here. I'll tighten that up. I don't know how else I would have fixed it.
Well, good for being a good citizen. I did find that post from the missing dog or whatever. And someone said, like, hey, this dog isn't missing. It's being walked by someone. So that's kind of funny. Like, you counted the legs wrong. Two of those were human legs, you idiot. And then someone else is just, fun fact, I saw a three-legged brindle at the extended stay at Lenexa Drive in Schweitzer yesterday while driving.
Fun
People
fact.
Are just chatting like, a three-legged dog? I went to a circus one time, saw a three-legged elephant.
We should send some of the correct opinions video submissions onto the Ring app. Like, just, I was born and raised in Nebraska.
Homeschooled, got some siblings. Also, what is a brindle? Is that a dog breed?
I have no clue.
I've never heard of it.
A brindle. That might be a slur. I'd be careful.
Three-legged brindle. Let's just see what comes up.
My favorite post of all time. And I don't know how I'd ever find it, but it was just like, pervert on the loose. And it was like this weird photo of like a guy in an alley. They're like, I was just walking home from blah, blah, blah. And this guy stopped me and tried to ask me some questions.
Yeah.
So.
Pervert, the terminology on the loose is very funny. Because it indicates that, like, we had him chained up and he got out.
Maybe we get active in the app. Should you just, like, take pictures of each other like this and be like,
if you see this
just,
man.
If you see this man, just ran into a pervert in town.
He got out of his cage.
Be like, is that Trey Kennedy?
Yeah, he had a kid and something switched. Mm-hmm. Keeps kissing it and I don't know.
Yeah.
Been kissing a lot of other stuff. Pervert on the loose. Anyway, so yeah, that's cats. I forgot why we started talking about all that. But.
So I... It's been a while. I think we didn't get together last week because I was out of town. Mm-hmm. I was in Seattle again, and they're like Pike Place Market. They're very famous, and they have like fresh fish. And I guess this is a thing. Do you know about this? Where they like throw a fish?
Oh yeah, I've been there.
How does everyone know about that? We walked down to this as a group, and they're like, "All right."
Every time there's a Seahawks game, they show that.
Like, I guess I'm clueless. That was like, who wants to do it? I was like, "Do what? Like catch a fish?" I was like. We going fishing, or they're gonna throw a fish and you catch it. And I'm just like, I'll pass. And so we watched someone do it. And of course, like anything, they're really encouraging everyone do it. And most everyone did it. And I'll pass. I heard people being like, what? Do you not like fish? Or not? And I just couldn't describe.
So this wasn't you.
No, I felt like a jerk, but I was just like, catching like a salmon you toss at me. It just does nothing for me.
It's not going to make your day any better or worse. Yeah.
I catch the fish or I don't catch the fish.
See, this is the things that, where there are like some lifestyle bloggers with you. Like some mm-hmm. of these people, like they need content. So like, this is the best thing to happen to my Instagram today. I have to catch the fish.
Sometimes I do feel bad because they're really firing up the content because it's like part of it's like this vlogging, like look at this fun stuff I'm doing. But you know, I'm just trying to put out like good, funny stuff. So
just like, I'll just make some stuff in my living room when I go back. I don't need
I'll go home and like write something and put it out. But. I don't want to touch the fish.
Can the fish talk? Like the whole time you just don't get it, but you're not letting it go. So is the fish a comedian? Like, why would I catch it? Or like,
is Geno Smith throwing the fish?
Is there, how many followers is the fish at? Maybe I'm not getting it. What's going?
And then
is the fish going to be at the Tacoma show?
Yeah. The live correct opinions for the first time ever, the correct opinions live podcast show.
Huh. I went to that one time and we all swore Ryan Gosling was one of the fish throwers. And we just kept getting closer and closer. We're like, still looks like Ryan Gosling. And we kept getting closer. We're like, I don't know what to say. It looks like Ryan Gosling. And that was the thing. We just elbow someone. Doesn't look like Ryan Gosling? Yeah, it does. And never did anything about it. But we left that day. Being like, we're like 80% sure it was Ryan Gosling.
What's the most famous person you've been in the same, you know, within 30 feet of?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Not good enough?
That's probably, man, she's got to be a top 10 famous person.
Really? I feel like Will Smith tops Jennifer Lopez.
He's made some headlines.
You got that on me.
You know, I was about to say Bradley Cooper, but I forgot I met Will Smith. I was just at the same coffee shop as Bradley Cooper. I didn't even meet him. Yeah, but Will Smith is kind of crazy.
Yeah, you've talked to Will Smith. I talked to J-Lo.
You talked to J-Lo?
Uh-huh.
Kind of flirty?
This is American Idol. Back in the day, she was a judge. I was in an Apple costume.
Did she like you?
I don't know. I think so. Steven Tyler, he was one of the judges. He did not seem to like me as much.
Yeah, you were making a mockery, huh?
Of his art. I asked J-Lo if I could get,
Apple?
In a way. Mm-hmm. We were all dressed as the Fruit of the Loom characters. I was in the Apple costume, and they're like shooing us out. Like, no, guys, get out of here. Because we'd made it all the way to Celebrity Judges Round, but we knew we weren't going to make it much further. And they were like, you got to go. I was like, before we go, J-Lo, I know, you know, they say have like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I just thought if I gave you like a kiss on the cheek, that would like help you out for today. And because I thought it'd be awesome to say I kissed Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, thanks. I'm pretty healthy.
Boy, you're respectful.
And I said, see you later. Yeah. I tried. Yeah. I tried.
You asked for consent and didn't get it.
Did get to hang out with Ryan Seacrest quite a bit. I had really good experiences with him. He seemed like a very nice, normal guy.
A lot of kisses?
Not a ton. Some. But not like the ones I was hoping for. Short guy. So that I was like kissing like the bridge of his nose a lot.
Mm.
Also a lot of makeup.
He's a big makeup guy?
Yeah. And this is like 2011.
Wow. Before his time.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He's been around for a while now.
American Idol is still going. My mom's like, you know, are you watching? No, I'm not.
No,
she's
I didn't
fired up
it.
About it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Did you watch the Waco documentary?
Yes. That's what I watched on that flight.
Yeah, good. I watched the Waco drama. I think it came out in 2020 and loved that. I feel like I learned a lot because I would have been like 3-4 years old when all this went down, so I don't remember much.
It's crazy, man.
And the Friday Night Lights guy, right? As
I don't know. I've seen Friday Night Lights, the movie, but not the show. But yeah, good documentary, I thought.
It's crazy because I grew up, basically in Oklahoma City, and like I forget that the bombing was tied to the...
Yeah, all this like anti-government type stuff.
And yeah, they get into like whose fault it was. It just seemed like that... What a crazy scenario. Like, that only ends in disaster, I think.
Yeah.
We have a crazy cult where the guy's like,
such a stranglehold on the people in there. Yeah. It's like, how do we get them
out?
And
they've amassed, like, unbelievable weapons and grenades. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the sniper guy with all the tattoos.
Yeah.
I really liked him. You need one guy in every documentary who just tells it like it is.
I should have blown his head off.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Thought about it.
I knew I'd go to prison for life, but I thought about it. Yeah, I liked him.
I could have done it. Didn't, though.
He was cool. It's also crazy to think that, like, it wasn't that long ago. The FBI was just trying to get, like, you know, 80 religious people out of a home. And so they were just blare, just like the sounds of rabbits being tortured. Like, that's crazy. Like, the psychological torture.
All right, we've tried all of our high-level techniques. Let's just... Who remembers being in a fraternity? What did they do to break you? They just start throwing in toothbrushes. Scrub the grout with that.
Broken glass. I want push-ups on your elbows. We're just going to go honor code. I assume you're doing it. Thank you.
That is insane. But I don't know. I don't know if that'll ever happen again. I don't know what the cults are up to these days, but I haven't heard of a good one in a while.
Yeah, what would it be? I mean, I don't know. Derek, you're kind of a cult guy. Got anything popping right now? Mm-hmm. Anything trending? Anything we need to be part of? How recently is like the fundamentalist Mormon church? Is that a new thing or is that kind of the way out?
There's so many little breakoffs of that too. There's the main one in like southern Utah, but then Wyoming has some polygamy going on.
We should go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a show.
Get them on the podcast.
Yeah. Plenty of moms in polygamy.
The sister wives guy. I think two of his wives divorced him.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not real familiar.
I mean, how many wives did he have? 2 out of 4 is pretty rough, but 2 out of 12?
I think
it's doing pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty good field goal percentage.
Remember this guy?
Yeah.
So
2 of the 4 left, huh?
I think this one got catfished.
He's batting 500.
I just went and left him, but...
Yeah. Catfishing's great. Great term.
I don't know how they like make a whole show about that. That's like it's a federally illegal. What was it, like the moonshining show?
They made so many seasons of that show.
So confusing.
Yeah,
this is illegal what you're doing, but
I don't know how to
tell us
get
more about it. How long have we been going?
Hard to tell, but maybe like an hour, 10, 15.
All right, I've got to run to a wedding dress fitting. Well, so. Thank y'all for listening. Like, subscribe, get tickets to the tour.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the Correct Opinion show, especially. We'll see you there. Thanks for everyone who's bought tickets.
Good luck at the bridal shop.
Thanks, man. I don't know. I like to think I've leaned down a little, so I'm hoping I can get into something.
It'd be nice.
Lacy.
I gotta get my suit all figured out for my wedding. So maybe we'll see at the same shop.
Yeah, we might cross paths as well. thanks y'all. Like, subscribe, 5 stars, all that. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Correct opinions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No